I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's nice to be home for the holidays. Yeah, I know, mostly nice. Sometimes, though, home for the holidays means getting stuck in an airport lounge or in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Or like many thousands of Americans and Canadians today, in a home without electricity. No doubt about it, home for the holidays can be stressful. But wherever you are, it's all about making the best of it. 74 people stuck in ice in the Antarctic are certainly trying to make the best of it. They're aboard the research ship, the Akademik Shokalski. The vessel has been stuck in dense pack ice since Tuesday. The group of scientists and tourists on board are recreating Sir Douglas Mawson's historic voyage to Antarctica about a century ago. But in the Shokalski's case, a blizzard and strong winds force the ice to close in on the ship. Now it's stuck about 1,500 nautical miles south of Hobart, Australia, near a French Antarctic base. Among the passengers is BBC reporter Andrew Luck Baker. He's covering the expedition for a BBC science program, and since he had some time on his hands, he interviewed some of his fellow passengers.
It's all a little bit uncertain at the moment as to how long we're going to be stuck here. And, you know, we've been told that there are some fairly sizable icebergs that are moving, whereas we're, relatively speaking, static. How does that make you feel?
I'm pretty confident in both Greg and the captain. They're more than experienced, and the ship seems solid. I think we'll be good.
Hello, Judy.
Hi.
How are you enjoying this experience of being marooned in a pack of ice?
Well, it's what a way to spend a Christmas day, that's all I can say. And, yeah, I'm thinking of my daughter at the moment.
You okay? You're feeling all right about the situation, are you? Because the briefing that we had, they were reassuring us that if needs be, there was going to be assistance from icebreakers sort of in the area. I think we're going to be fine, don't you?
I hope so.
We'll be fine.
Thank you, Andrew. I like your optimism. There's plenty of ships around, so that's the main thing.
Tracy, as a scientist who comes down to Antarctica quite a lot, is this a novel experience for you, being stuck in pack ice with quite large icebergs drifting past?
No, actually, I've been stuck a couple of times, and I think it's fantastic. I love it when the ice wins and we don't, and it's just, it reminds you that, you know, as humans, we don't control everything, and that the natural world, it's, if you don't, it's the winner here. We have a saying in Australia, happens, and this is it, Andrew. Now, you're having fun. What do you think, Andrew? What do you think? Look out here. Look at this. It's divine.
This is the first thing to say. The scene is absolutely beautiful.
We've got birds flying around Cape Petrels. We've got a series of penguins watching us thinking, what the hell are you doing stuck in our ice? It's just, and the skies are beautiful, grey. Feels like it wants to have a bit of a snow. It's the perfect Christmas, really, don't you think?
This is the most exciting Christmas day I think I've ever had, and I probably will ever have.
Now we just have to guess and hope, wonder which icebreaker is going to come rescue us, which is always exciting as well. Will it be the Chinese? Will it be the Australians? Will it be the French?
I think the Chinese icebreaker is supposed to be the closest right now.
I don't know. The French would be good because they bring good food. Do you think?
We might get some really good wine brought.
Really, really good wine. I think that would be excellent.
I'll let you get back into the warm. See you later.